any similarity to any person living or dead is merely coincidental delves deeply into the history of online platforms, featuring the work of five different artists, including Dominic Byrne, Layla El Reyes, Hanno Hugadur, Christina Savage, and Matthew Vernet. Audiences are presented with an eclectic mix of media, creating a culmination of shared, consumed, and constructed worlds. This morning, we're joined by one of the artists behind the installation, Christina Savage. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Very good. Must be quite exciting having such a big installation finally up and running.
Yeah. It's great. I think we're all really happy that it's up.
So it's a collaboration between yourself and four other artists. How did the collaboration come about?
So a couple of years ago, we met volunteering at First Draft. And since then, we've all kind of had our separate shows and kind of just been growing as artists. And I thought it'd be a really nice idea to kind of get everyone together. And the idea at the beginning was just to have a normal group show and have everyone contribute a piece of their work. And our works are quite different, but we all kind of use similar mediums. And yeah, I just thought it'd be a really, really interesting group show. But as soon as we got together, we had a bit of food, a bit of wine, and we just started talking about these great ideas.
Where all great ideas start.
Exactly. And yeah, it kind of just started to unfold as this huge group project that I don't think anyone saw coming.
Excellent. And so what kind of mediums did you have, like, do you, that was similar in your practices?
So a lot of us do performance work and document it or have it exhibited with video. And some use sculptural elements as well. I personally only do video, but yeah, it all kind of came together.
So you're known for your DIY approach to video production by way of experimentation with visual programming software. Did you kind of use this aspect in this exhibition?
No. That's most of some of my other works, not most of them, but some. Yep. I use like live edit.
Right.
Whereas this was just a video that played.
Yeah. And what was the video in this one that we're kind of exploring? if you can describe it.
Yeah. We looked at like online platforms and how video is being shared online now as like kind of inspiration. And we just really wanted to experiment with the medium and see what we could come up with. So it kind of references like daily vloggers and like meme culture. In the sense that every part of the video is super dramatized. Some is completely unrealistic. Like there's a scene where our friend Dom is being birthed out of a horse in a barn.
And how was that filming at?
It wasn't a real horse.
No animals were harmed.
No. But yeah, and then there's like this huge scene where we all play this lady. We all kind of, we have the same wig, the same glasses, same outfit, and we're all being filmed from all different angles, and we all take turns wearing this outfit and being filmed. And that was kind of, you know, paying homage, or not homage, but kind of just referencing vloggers just being followed around and just like everyday people blowing up for no reason in particular.
Yeah.
It's how the everyday could be so interesting. So yeah, a little bit of all those things put together.
So the way the installation is set up, is it just all video installations near each other, or does the sculptural aspects come in from the other disciplines of the other artist as well?
So we all collaborated with everything. So when you walk into the space, the actual gallery has been replaced almost with a marquee that we built, that we bought online and kind of had to set up. That I think it's like 30 centimeters away from the wall on all sides. So you walk in and automatically you're kind of removed from the gallery space. And then there's three sculptures. And once you walk in, that you pass three sculptures. And then there's a video installation of four screens that are all together. And they all play the one video across them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's quite an experience.
It does sound quite like, you know, you're kind of surrounded by these screens in a way.
Yeah.
What kind of theme were you kind of trying to, or what were you trying to kind of get audiences to feel with all these screens surrounding them in that way?
We just wanted them to be like completely immersed by the video and the sound as well. And we wanted them to feel like they weren't just in a gallery, which I think kind of backfired on us while we were installing, because I think we all started going a bit insane in that room. It's just, yeah, insane. But yeah, and with the room sheets, we printed them I think A1 size, and they're just supposed to be like A4 standard. But we wanted to incorporate that into the show as well. So kind of using all the elements that the gallery already provides us and kind of trying to put that into the work as well.
Yeah. In the exhibition, you also introduce these voyeuristic characters. Can you talk us through those?
Yeah. So they're the, that's the lady that we all play. Yeah. So it's just kind of following her doing, it was supposed to be like, you know, when you watch like, I don't know, like any kind of morning show, and they're doing like they're interviewing someone or someone that used to be famous a long time ago, and they're filming them gardening or like just doing little things and putting that like as an overlay. We kind of wanted to make something similar to that, but this lady was in this bizarre space, kind of putting lipstick on a Cupid doll and squashing bananas with her heels.
I don't know. Sounds like a very interesting lady we all should like to know.
Yeah, for sure.
There's also that overarching theme of surveillance. Can you talk us through that?
So the surveillance aspect of it, it just came through us kind of recording each other was like as much as we could and kind of trying to make the video almost unsettling to watch. I don't know, I guess we didn't really want to talk about surveillance too politically. It was more of just like an aesthetic and a kind of fun thing to explore. It was fun to record, but we kind of wanted to add like a little light kind of approach to it.
When you think of surveillance, you think, oh my God, CCTV, everyone's watching.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're on your phone videoing yourself all the
time. That's it, exactly. We're doing it to ourselves all the time. Mm. And a lot of the time it's in jest, it's in humor, it's to share, it's funny.
Awesome. And you also use like some stylistic tropes, including high school drama, true crime TV, and more. How did you kind of bring those bits in? Guessing the high school drama was when you acted like the little old woman.
Yeah. There was a couple of scenes in the barn where we'd set up. So Hannah's partner has this barn in their backyard, and we used that as like a stage.
Oh,
we
wow.
lit it up. We had this fake horse kind of trotting around, and we all kind of in the space. We're acting out as though we were part of some play, but it wasn't like there was no narrative to it. It was quite like taken out of context completely and thrown into this other video that was completely wild. But we really liked the aesthetic of high school dramas of high school plays. But we were kind of wearing.
Suddenly, you were all dressed in black, and then you were like, "Scene."
Yeah, pretty much. We actually were all dressed in black.
Oh yes.
It's a common trope. We had to do it.
What about the true crime aspects?
Oh my God.
Was it death in a barn?
the horse died in the barn. but I think it was just, you know, when you watch those like shows, they're always like dun dun and like.
Yeah.
So it was just that kind of feeling we wanted to take and use in our video.
Excellent. And what do you want audiences to take away when they go to the installation?
We just want them to experience it however they do. We've had a couple of people come up to us and like just kind of talk us through their experience, and it's always been quite different, which is I think really interesting, and people always find different things that they like the most.
Yeah.
What have
their reactions been?
One guy said that he really liked being in a tent and not seeing the fluorescent lights of the gallery, not being overwhelmed by that common space. Some people thought the room sheets were a bit obnoxious, which is fair. I mean, totally. Lots of people just said they liked the video.
Excellent.
Like the different effects and stuff like that.
Brilliant. Well, Christina, thank you so much for joining us here today. We can't wait to see the exhibition in full.